The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a tough night at SAP Center at San Jose in front of a sellout crowd of 17,435 fans. The Buffalo Sabres show what kind of a season they're having. First place in their division, and they win yet again on the road. 5-0 is the final score, and here is how it happened. In the first period, there was no scoring at all. The Sharks outshot the Sabres 7-5, and the one big difference was the goaltending of Alex Lyon. Colin Graf moves in into the offensive zone in front. Sherwood, one-time chance. That's a fabulous save by Alex Lyon. 5 minutes into this, scoreless first. The best save that's been made so far. That was a heck of a chance for Sherwood, and he would hit the post a little bit later, as would Will Smith. Unfortunately, all of that proved to go to the Sharks' undoing in the contest. Buffalo was the best team in the NHL in the second period this season. And boy, they showed why. 3 goals in a minute and 43 seconds. The first one came off a little bit of a missed check and then a bad bounce that went right to Noah Östlund. Sabres get it back. Dickinson better hurry back into his own end. Here comes Buffalo moving in an angle play. They score. Dickinson did not quite get back in time. As the first shot went wide, the inboard carom went right to Östlund, and there was an open net on the right wing side. Just as Dickinson was getting back, Östlund makes it 1-0 Buffalo. He just arrived on the scene at the last possible second, but Östlund already took that inboard carom that went right to him. Pretty much an empty net on the play to the left side of Nedeljkovic, who was making the play toward the first shot that went wide. And so it was 1-0 Sabres. On that play, Dickinson was pinching and he fell down, trying to keep the puck in the zone. Good effort. Problem is you got to get back quickly against a team like Buffalo.
Yeah, I think he got tripped up just a little bit there, and the forwards, you know, didn't quite read that he fell quickly, and there was a quick 3-on-2 and execution off of that.
Got to support those defensemen if you're a forward, for sure, is one of the things that hurt the Sharks a couple of times this evening. Noah Östlund, his 11th goal of the season, assisted by Josh Doan and Logan Stanley at 9:05 of period number two, put the Sabres on the board. That proved to be the game-winning goal. Sam Carrick is on a very solid fourth line for the Buffalo Sabres and the longtime thorn in the Sharks' side, first in Anaheim, later for the New York Rangers, and now for Buffalo, would make it a 2-0 game just 36 seconds after Östlund put the Sabres on the board. The Sabres move through the attack. Down the right side, Dahlin. Cross the line, drop pass. Carrick shoots, score! 2-0 Sabres just as quickly as that. Too much room for the Sabres to maneuver there, breaking down the ice, and Carrick gives the Sabres that two-goal lead. Seventh goal, first of what turned out to be 2 goals for Sam Carrick in this game. Rasmus Dahlin and Zach Benson assisted on the play. 36 seconds after Östlund scored, Carrick gets that goal at 9:41 of the second period. It didn't stay 2-0 long. Pretty soon, it was 3-0. Sharks get the line change. Here come the Sabres the other way, trying to take advantage. Zucker one-on-one against Dickinson. One-handed play in front, and they score! Once again, Buffalo victimizing their man and their captain, Rasmus Dahlin, jumping up into the play as Orlov did earlier in the period for San Jose. But in this case, Rasmus Dahlin makes it 3-0 Sabres. Rasmus Dahlin, who had an assist on that Carrick goal, gets his 14th goal of a season. He is one of the premier defensemen in the National Hockey League.
Yeah, and they've got a number of elite defensemen on this team, but he is definitely one of them. And he jumps up into that play and creates that goal.
Kudos to Zucker, who get that one-handed play around Dickinson's check to get the puck to Dahlin. Primary assist for him. And also Matthias Samuelsson, who played a really strong game, got the second assist on that play. So 3-0 Buffalo at the end of two. And look at this. Buffalo scores 3 times in a minute 43, only 3 shots on goal in the second period, 3 goals. The Sharks had 10 shots and none.
Yeah, again, you look at the stats and how that plays out, and it just doesn't make sense. You know, but again, in the pace of the game, you talk about possession. You know, Buffalo had it, but they were just able to execute on the opportunities that they had.
And they would continue to execute at the very start of the third period. 40 seconds after the opening faceoff, Tage Thompson made a great play to finish things off, but unfortunately, it trickled through Nedeljkovic. Now it's a two-on-one developing for Buffalo. Tage Thompson moving in, shooting it, score! That's one that Nedeljkovic would like to have back. Orlov couldn't keep it in quite on the blue line, and the Sabres moved in two-on-one, and their top scorer, Tage Thompson, trickles one through Nedeljkovic. Suddenly, it's 4-0 Buffalo, just 40 seconds into the third period. 35th goal of the season for Tage Thompson from Peyton Krebs and Alex Tuck. Tuck won a little battle with Orlov inside the Sabres zone as he was trying to keep the puck. Orlov was in the offensive end. And then, with some offensive support, Krebs got over there, grabbed the puck, started the two-on-one, and fed the puck to Thompson. And maybe I was being a little unfair to Nedeljkovic on the play because Thompson, as you mentioned, had a really nice change of angle of the stick, making it look like he was going to pass it to Krebs and then let the shot go.
Yeah, he really did. He sold that pass, and it caused a little bite, and he's got a wicked shot as well, and he rifled that and, you know, beat Nedeljkovic.
And so it was 4-0 Sabres at that point. Only one other goal to tell you about, and that was another one for Buffalo at 16:54. Off the faceoff, Stanley shot for Buffalo toward the net, score! That was tipped in front. It deflected and misdirected on Nedeljkovic, and suddenly the Sabres have a 5-0 lead. A lot of suddenlies tonight. Carrick getting his stick on that on the way in, apparently, getting credit for his second goal of the game and eighth of the season. Logan Stanley, his second assist of the game, the primary play, and Zach Metsa also assisting on that fifth Buffalo Sabres goal. But it all came down to the final minutes and seconds. There was no opportunity for the Sharks to pull their goaltender because they were down 5-0. And the only dramatic part of the game was whether or not San Jose would score at all. And they would not do so. Final score, Sabres 5 and the Sharks 0. Alex Lyon picks up his 20th win of the season. Now, this guy is sort of the Nedeljkovic of Buffalo. He's the guy that battles. He has been a backup goaltender for much of his career. Right now he's playing a little bit more than Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, but he comes up with his third shutout of the season, and what a big performance by him. He now has 10 consecutive road victories, which is tied with a handful of players for the second longest road streak among goaltenders in NHL history. The record is 11 straight wins on the road, shared by Yevgeny Nabokov and Devan Dubnyk.
There you go. That's some pretty good company to join, and obviously hard to win on the road, and it's amazing what those Sabres are doing right now.
Yevgeny Nabokov had a 10-game road winning streak in 2007-2008, but then he set the record in 2009-10 with 11 straight road wins. Devan Dubnyk then would later do it with 11 straight road victories in 2014-15. Alex Lyon with some good company there. Since January 1st, he is 10-2 and is really a big hero in Buffalo. They love their hockey there, and the Yale product is, again, showing that when you have to battle it out and you're a goaltender, he's one of the guys you want to pick.
Yeah, no, for sure. And Buffalo's starving for a chance at the playoffs here. So they're, you know, and such a passionate fan base, and, you know, they're looking forward to that.
Final score, Sabres 5 and the Sharks 0. San Jose dropping back to 17-11-5 at home, and they have lost three straight games in this building, two in overtime, and then this one in their trip home after the road trip. They've also lost three games in a row there. They lost to Ottawa, and then they lost to Edmonton, and now they have lost in regulation to the Buffalo Sabres. Timing of this is not that great. The Sharks are now 32-29-6, 70 points, still 1 point out of a playoff spot. But it's getting awfully crowded in the battle in the Western Conference. As you will see, Nashville won their game today against Seattle. And so Seattle has 71 points. Nashville has 71 points. Los Angeles, 71 points, depending on the outcome of tonight's game against Philadelphia. And the San Jose Sharks have 70. All of that for one playoff spot.
Yeah, it always comes down to it at the end. There's always a bunch of teams. And this year goes to show you that it's going to be an exciting end.
But the good news is that it's on to the Philadelphia game for the Sharks on Saturday, and that's going to be a big one. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.